I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah. Mark Grody has got your Bears hit for you. He joins us now on the Circa Resort Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Groats, thanks so much for joining us. What was it like up at Halas today?
Great to be with you guys as always. Final official training camp practice of the year was a full one, about an hour and 45 minutes today. Full pads, light hitting, very comfortable conditions out here at Halas Hall. Scary moment in practice today when we all watched defensive lineman Jervon Dexter hurt his right leg. He was down on the ground for a long time. Lots of players coming around him and kneeling by him, which is never a good sign when you see that. Jervon Dexter walked gingerly off the field, side by side with the head trainer, Andre Tucker, but under his own power, into the building. But, to my surprise, ended up returning to very limited action on the field. We do not get a post-practice update on these injuries. We get nobody to provide any sort of insight post-practice. We have to wait until the next time Ben Johnson talks to get an update on it. Meantime, the Caleb Williams story today. I would say that they used him very conservatively today. At least that's the way the offense looked today. At one point, for instance, the Bears offense today with four straight handoffs, and DeAndre Swift back on the practice field today. He missed the game, so some people are like, is he okay? Is he okay? No, he was just in bubble wrap. He was out there today, and we'll get to some of the other running back stuff in a little bit. Still some pre-snap issues on a couple of occasions. Ben Johnson was active with his yelling again today at a couple of moments. So that's the brief Caleb and the offense story. The two biggest stories of the day, guys. Mm-hmm. One good, one bad. Terrell Smith likely out for the season with a torn patellar tendon. The good news, at least for Tyson Bagent and the Bears, at least they think, Tyson Bagent with a 2-year extension worth $10 million. And I know that this is, the Spiegel and Holmes show is certainly the pregnant pause show. Wait till you guys get a load of this. This is kind of a different pause, a different style of pause, but Tyson Bagent getting emotional at the lectern when he was in front of the media today. Here it is.
You've talked about your family being so important to you.
What is this?
Money. For people beyond you in your household.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, my dad is my, he's my right-hand man, and he didn't even have running water until he was in high school. So, there's definitely a lot of things that, and people that I could, that I think I could certainly help, with this gift I've been blessed with. But yeah, just little things like that, you know, I don't really know anybody back at home with any money. So, yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's certainly a weight off my shoulders and my family's shoulders, and yeah, it definitely means a lot.
Wow, that's real stuff. That's amazing.
Full term.
Full term.
Yeah, so that on that is, pause.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I kind of
is that our first full term, Lawrence? Is that our first full
40
term,
weeks?
I think.
See, it's interesting because my take on the pregnant pauses has been that they are when people are trying not to say the thing that they are actually thinking. And he was actually saying the thing, so I wondered if that pause actually had a baby.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? That pause delivered.
I think it's beautiful for Tyson Bagent because he reps West Virginia the way that Joe Burrow reps Southeast Ohio. And I know that those two things are not very far from each other, but there is something that is very endearing to a guy that understands that, hey, man, I have seen broke, and I am not trying to go back broke.
And you've seen broke that never left there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen broke get older, and then you go away for a year or two, and then you come back, and you're like, man, broke is still here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And his father, you know, made a lot of money doing arm wrestling, figured out a way to take his talent and turn it into something. And Tyson Bagent has done the same thing.
Yes, he has. But he has figured it out with a skill set And in a league where the sky is the limit, like, this is a guy who is making some good choices to stay here and learn under Ben Johnson. But Ben Johnson has talked about him as having a future that's better than backup at some point in his life. Right, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I asked Ben Johnson, my first question to him about Tyson Bagent was, you know, essentially, do you think that this guy can, you know, be a starter in the NFL? And he didn't hesitate in saying that absolutely he can be a starter. As a matter of fact, let's hear. I have taken the liberty, gentlemen, of putting together dueling cuts here. First, you are going to hear from Ben Johnson on Tyson Bagent, and then you will hear Bagent right after that with a specific response to Ben. But let's get this going with Ben Johnson. What he thinks of Tyson Bagent, and then Bagent's reaction. Here it is.
I've really been blown away by his approach from the spring to the start of camp to where we are now. He does a tremendous job knowing what to do, how to do it, and getting it done. So I don't think you can have enough talent in that room. I think we actually have one of the best rooms in the NFL, certainly that I've been around in my career from top to bottom. I mean, we got three, four guys that can play in this league. I feel really strongly about where we're at right there.
Surprised about what you've seen from Tyson Bagent?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, you come in a new situation, and of course, I'd seen a little crossover tape over the last few years of him being out on the field, but the people in the building already had such a high opinion of him that, no, I wasn't surprised by anything that he's done so far.
Specifically with his approach, what blew you away, and what is left an impression on you about him?
Yeah, no, he and I are probably wired very similar. Just when he enters a room, he's usually all business. And so to get him to crack a smile sometimes is a challenge, which we like to do. We like to, as coaches, you try to find that right balance of having a little levity at times, but at the same time making sure what we need to get across gets across. And so we try to loosen him up. So because he's so serious about his job, he wants to do so well, and he wants the team to do well, that he's always locked in. So I can appreciate that about him, because I can relate.
You know, if I ever saw myself coaching, I see it going how this staff handles things. You know, very upfront, not afraid to coach hard, and not afraid of somebody's status or anything like that. You know, really just holding people accountable, telling the truth all the time, and, you know, expecting a high level of play from everybody, because, you know, we are in the NFL. So if that answers your question.
All right. So there's clearly a bit of a football love affair going on right there. And whew, it's going to, I just hope Caleb plays well, man. I hope Caleb plays well in terms of our lives here day to day. I got to be honest. I found myself thinking about that.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't play well, it's a disaster for everything. The one that I don't think Tyson Bagent is going to be able to fix.
This is the one I've been, and I talk about this every once in a while on the podcast, and I probably have talked about it with you guys as well. This is the quarterback, Caleb Williams, where if Caleb Williams is not to work out, since you brought it up, I don't know where we go.
Correct.
Like it's, you know, in terms of the fan base, in terms of the way we react to it, the ownership, like, because they've seen it all. Obviously, Ryan Poles has not been here for all of these quarterbacks. And when I say all of these quarterbacks, I always go back to Jay Cutler. I start with Cutler, and then I go to Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields, and now Caleb Williams. And let's face it, I mean, Cutler's a different animal. That you could say, in a lot of ways, did work out. Not to the extent we thought it would work out, but Jay Cutler was not a bust. Caleb Williams was Mitch Trubisky was a bust, unfortunately. Justin Fields was a bust, unfortunately, by the standards of where they were drafted. I don't know how we would handle another quarterback bust.
Well, so, the dream,
I'm with you, Speaks.
Yeah, I mean, the dream is that you get a coach who's kind of quarterback proof, you know, in terms of being able to build something. That's the dream.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, and I've said this before too. This is the best situation the Chicago Bears franchise has been in since the Cutler era. That's my point of reference to develop a quarterback. This is the best coaching staff. This is the best coach. Or at least the one with the best resume, anyway. The most credibility coming in. You couldn't say that necessarily about the past head coaches and even some of the past offensive coordinators, because we know that they play a big part in it as well. So the stage is set for Caleb Williams to be good, but Spiegs, I'm with you, man. That's just not something, and it's a dark, dark thing to consider if Caleb Williams was to not be good. But the jury is still well out on Caleb Williams.
Well, Caleb was awfully good in his first action against Buffalo, and you talked to Ben about having a chance to watch the tape, right?
Yeah. I don't know how satisfying this will be for everybody, but of course Ben Johnson, and as many coaches do, I guess Ben unfortunately is not different from other head coaches in the regard of, I gotta watch the tape, and then I'll tell you. So he was asked after watching the tape, what did you think of Caleb Williams? What did you think about the offense in the rolling of the Buffalo Bills this past Sunday night?
I thought the communication was very clean. I thought he heard the plays well from me, and then he communicated it well in the huddle, and we really didn't have many issues in terms of getting lined up with plenty of time. You know, there's one time he flipped the protection, which was great to see. I thought he saw the field really well. I thought he played with some timing and anticipation. There's certainly some things that we can build upon there and keep getting better at. We kind of highlighted those going forward. And so, I thought it was a good start, encouraging for the whole group to kind of get out there, go through that pregame process, night before the game, day of the game, get out there and pregame. And then, you know, you don't start with the best conditions. I'm talking about your first drives on the -8 to start the game. And yet they didn't bat an eye and just took it one play at a time, and so I thought the whole group did a nice job there.
Whether it was with Kay Adams or with you guys, I think that Ben has been real good about not going overboard with Sunday's performance and being like, yes, there was a lot of good in it. And I think that he understands all the caveats and the factors to not like go crazy because of how sharp it looked, considering it was against number twos. But it was still, I think, important just to see Caleb Williams throw the ball well. And I do like him talking about the operation being clean.
I needed to see it. You know what I mean? Like, and even though you're right, there is some humility about the first two series with which Ben Johnson is speaking. But I think that deep down inside, he probably was pumping some fists that they were able to have that clean of a drive. I don't know that we've seen that clean of a drive even in the practices for Caleb Williams. You know, one of the things that I have talked about so much with Caleb Williams is just like it seems like you don't get successive great plays or successive days of practice, but we saw that on that first drive. And in situation, I mean, the Olamide Zaccheaus touchdown was on 3rd and 5. The pass down the seam to Cole Kmet was beautiful. I mean, something, you know, gorgeous kind of things that you expect to see out of somebody as talented as Caleb Williams. So it is what it is. It's one drive. It's two drives, actually, and the second drive did not go as well. But I needed to see it, and it was, I think that we've all probably broken this down probably proportionately correct.
Any surprise among the folks on the Bears beat about the Bears going to play in the road game on Friday night?
Not really. I mean, I'm not surprised, and maybe it's because I think that they should play. You can't go into a camp, as Ben Johnson has, and talking about reps, and then not somewhere along the line add some extra reps or be earnest in that response or find ways to come through in that regard. The Bears are still working to, and I think at this point, and you know, this was in my nuggets, but I'll reveal it now. I mean, it seems like we're pretty damn close to Braxton Jones being the left tackle. He was out there for, I think, all the snaps with the first team today. Darnell Wright on the right side, the three interior guys. There's no game playing anymore, but guess what? Braxton Jones, these reps. So he needs to feel that and be out there. And another thing, too, is, like, I get it. These coaches love the dual practices. Being in a stadium against a team with a different uniform and all the bells and whistles and the announcer and the video board and the 49,000 fans, that is way different from being on field 4 here at Hallis Hall with a few hundred people watching. So I think that playing for real is a big, big deal. We don't know how long they're going to play. Ben Johnson wouldn't reveal that to us specifically. I doubt, I mean, probably be one series, to be honest with you, but I'm all for it.
You guys talk with Big Bill?
Big Bill! Big Bill was in the house today. We talked to Andrew Billings, and he's, you know, he's kind of got this. He may be the new Tez effect, considering how the Bears run defense and defense in general played without him last year. I guess I would give a honorable mention to Jaquan Brisker as well, because he missed a lot of the season, and there was correlation. Well, I don't know if correlation necessarily, but they did go bad after those two guys went out. The Tez effect, maybe. What about the Andrew Billings effect? Here's Big Bill.
After missing games last year, do you sense the difference that you make in this defense?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, especially, run game's always my job, first and foremost, but also in the pass rush, I think I've been able to complement the defense.
How good does it feel to be back out there contributing?
It feels great, man. I haven't been out there since week 8 last year, so it's been a blessing.
The guys were pretty excited about your sack on the sideline the other day. Did you catch any of that on film or just when you ran back over there?
Yeah. They're always happy when I get a sack. So it's always good when a big boy gets a sack. Our goal is to be top 5 everything. Okay? If we're top 5 everything, we're going to win a lot of games. And ultimately, you know, we want to be number 1. But our goal is to be top 5 in everything.
Did you add a little weight for this season because of the change in the scheme?
No, I didn't. I got a lot of muscle, actually. 20 pounds of muscle, but no.
Can you tell that DA's been a head coach before? And if so, like, how?
Yeah, you can tell. You definitely can tell. He's not, how do I say it? He's consistent with everybody. Nobody's special. But he also doesn't care what you think. Like, let's go out there and get it. If you think we're doing too much, okay, well, go over there and do it. So, this is what it is.
I know you focused on your side of it, but have you been able to see, like, the growing cohesiveness between the interior and the O-line?
Throughout camp, yes. Indeed, the communication pre-snap has gotten a lot better. Sometimes I don't even know what they're talking about. Usually, you know, they're pointing, oh, I'm going, like, no more of that, okay, for me, yeah.
Man, I'm glad he asked. I'm glad Herb asked him about the offensive line, because that was interesting. Yeah, he's seen
the wolf.
It. He's seen the offense grow. So is he being serious or just playing around about the 20 pounds of muscle?
I mean, I think he was being serious about that. I did not see I did not notice in his demeanor or facial expressions that. Is that like when you ask a woman if she's pregnant and she's not? Is that what happened just there, that you put on some weight? No, sir, that is muscle.
All y'all laughed. Every single one of you all just laughed at him. It couldn't possibly be true.
Meanwhile, he came into camp in the best shape of his life.
He did.
That's right.
That play that he had, the sack, if you watch the replay of it or watch the film of it, he also got off the line faster than everybody. Like, he's a very, very good player,
He's big mother bleeping Bill,
he
dude.
Really is, he really is, man. And, like, the idea of him and Grady Jarrett next to each other an awful lot is incredibly exciting to me. That said, Jervon Dexter was hurt, and Big Bill told you he's going to be okay, right?
Well, right. It was very quick. I mean, it was, oh, he's going to be fine. I don't think we have Dr. Bill here, Spiegel. I don't think that, Andrew Billings giving an update on Jervon Dexter is something we will necessarily, but,
okay.
He, like I said, he left and then came back. I think he was in, and I can't, I don't know for sure. I think Billings was in, came back and played in one play, maybe, or a couple when he came back, but just that he came back, I mean, man. Like, just the fact that he was down for so long, limped off the field, I literally, like, turned to Kevin Fishbane, and I'm like, what do you think, 5 to 7 weeks? And then all of a sudden, the guy's back out there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's where your brain goes. It's where, you know, our brain went with Terrell Smith when he was carted off the field the other night. I'm like, oh, that does not look good. And then we get the worst-case scenario for him, that he's out for the rest of the season. Do you guys want some hilariousness? Well, I don't know if it's hilarious. I don't know if you guys will have to tell me if this is hilarious, because you heard Ben Johnson talking about how with Tyson Bagent, sometimes they like to, as he put it, a little bit of levity for the players, even though Ben Johnson is a very, very serious man, make no mistake, but he likes to lighten the mood. And guess what? Ben Johnson came in to the media room today, and luckily I had the recorder rolling before, you know, the thing officially started. And Ben Johnson, it sounded like to me, was working on a little shtick. Take a listen.
How are we doing? You need some energy in this room?
No, I don't think so.
Of the Wednesdays.
I'm happy to be here.
Hey,
A couple chuckles.
Good.
Well, I think
he tried,
this,
man.
I think this may have been in reaction because Kay Adams was like, "You don't smile." And he's like, "What are you talking?" He's like, "What are you talking about? I smile all the time." He's like, "No, you don't." So that he might have been working on his hot 10 for the chuckle hut.
He had something to prove, man. I mean, hey, Dion Miller, she thought it was funny. She thought it was the bee's knees. You heard her laughing there. So
the Jason Leisure callback to "I'm happy to be here" is pretty funny too. Considering that he hated the early practices, so.
Yeah, that's true. Jason Leisure has put it out there. He is not a morning person.
I just want my coach to be good and smart. You know, I'll take funny. I'll take you for funny, Groats. You got me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're working covered. Like Ben and John. We're working on material. We're both constantly, you know, trying to throw stuff out there. So I don't know. I mean, hump day is pretty good stuff. You know, pretty good stuff with a hump day.
Yeah, the best. Nuggets, tidbits, what you got,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, so Speaks, Kyler Gordon was back in practice for the first time since August 7th, doing very little. But, man, it's good to see that guy, and I thought it was important to see that guy. I told you I'd tell you a little bit more about the running back situation. Did not see Roschon Johnson, nor did I see Kyle Munungay out on the practice field today.
Did you see Brian Robinson?
I did not see Brian Robinson out on the field today. No. The Bears signed veteran running back Royce Freeman after the Deion Hankins injury. You guys remember Deion Hankins injury?
Deion Hankins played a lot in that Buffalo game.
Yeah.
And that Royce Freeman, the former Bronco. I remember him well.
Royce, who was the old Cardinal Roy, or White Sox shortstop, too? Royce Clayton. Yes, Royce Clayton. Braxton Jones, as I told you, was the man at left tackle. I can't imagine that it's not his job unless there's some sort of aggravation of his ankle injury. Noah Sewell made a nice defensive play today, tipping a dart up the middle by Tyson Bagent. And at the end of practice today, all 90 or so players, how many of them there are out there, all gathered at the middle of the field, final day of training camp. You could tell that it was the meeting that they had was a little bit longer, maybe more meaningful, but it also entailed a standing ovation for Tyson Bagent from all 90 players and all the staffers out there based on the two-year contract extension that he got today.
Oh, that's good. And Caleb tweeted it and threw it on Instagram how happy he was for Tyson Bagent. So that's nice. It's nice that people are celebrating him. It's a big moment for him and his family. Groats, as always, we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. This was a big moment for me, too. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck with the rest of your day.
Liar.
It's all going to go downhill from here.
Bye. Bears.
Royce Freeman was the running back when Marcus Mariota was at Oregon.
Yeah, he was kind of at Oregon like 8 years or something like that.
He was at Oregon a long time. And then, yeah, he was a Bronco, but since then he's been a Panther, a Texan, a Ram, a Cowboy, and a Brown, and a Bear, and then a Ram again, and now back to being a Bear.
See, there it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.